Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yoma daf tesvav, Yoma 15. And today's daf yomi, the Gemara cites a Mishnah, Meseches Tamid, that talks about the architecture of the Beis HaMikdash. This matter really is not directly germane to Meseches Yoma, but it's really brought here only because the Gemara had cited it earlier. The Gemara had cited a different contradiction between a Mishnah and Tamid, a Mishnah and Yoma. And so therefore, for this reason, we're gonna discuss it here. So Amar Waham HaMemuna, so there was a person who was appointed, the Skan Kohen Gadol, the Rashi says, the deputy Kohen Gadol, and he was the person who was deputy in charge. That's how Rashi understands it. Tosu says, no, it wasn't the deputy Kohen Gadol, it was just a different Kohen who was an officer. And so maybe he was the Kohen who was in charge of doing the lottery every day to give out the tasks. So this is a dispute exactly who is this person, but this person who was the Mamuna said to the Kohanim who had the merit to bring the carbon tamid in the morning, the daily offering, he said to them, Tzuva viu toa milishkas beis hatolam. Go bring this lamb for the daily offering from the chamber of the lambs. That's where the lambs were gathered there, that they were checked every morning and ready to be brought as a korban. Because we know from the Gemara in Erech in 13a that every single day there were at least six lambs ready to be brought for the carbon tumid. We didn't need six lambs, but we had every day at least six lambs that were capable, that were checked, that they had no blemish, that they're able to be brought. So where was this chamber? Vahalo, and so the word means Vahalo lishkas hatlayim haisa b'miktsoa tzfonis maravis. We know that the chamber of the lambs was in the northwest corner of what's called the Beis HaMokad. What's the Beis HaMokad? The Beis HaMokad was a very large chamber that was on the northern walls of the temple, and it was toward the western side. That's how the Tiferes Yisrael explains it. And though there, what they would do is they would keep a fire going, a large fire, so that the Kohanim could warm themselves, because the Kohanim used to walk barefoot on the floor of the courtyard of the temple, which was made out of marble, and it's called the Beis Mokad HaGadol, the Great One, because aside from this chamber, there was another smaller chamber which was also called the Lechkas Beis HaMokad. So they wanted to distinguish. And so therefore this was the Beis Mokad HaGadol. So what happened was they say, go bring these lambs from the Lishkas Beis HaTorayim. And the Lishkas Beis HaTorayim was the northwest part of the Beis HaMokad, of this large place called the Beis HaMokad. Va'arba l'shakos hayusham. And there were four chambers in the Beis HaMokad, and that opened into it. What were the four chambers that opened into the Beis HaMokad? The four chambers were as follows. Achas lishkas hatolayim. One was the chamber of the lambs. Va'achas lishkas hachosamos. In addition to the chamber of the lambs that opened into the Beis HaMokad, there was the lishkas, the chamber of the seals. And if somebody had to bring a sacrifice, an offering of flour, oil, or wine for his mincha offering, or for his nesachim, or for his libation, meaning to say all the sacrifices that were in Or Shlomim, whether individual or communal, they needed what was called a nesachim. They needed flour and wine as a offering on the altar. The chatos and the ashams, the guilt offerings and the sin offerings, they did not need nechasim, except from the chatos and the asham of the mitzora. And also a bechor and a maizer and a pesach, they also don't need nesachim. All this is brought out from the Mishnah and Menachos. So if somebody needed these flour and this oil, they would go to the mamuna who was in charge of the seals, and they would give him money that was what they needed to purchase these flour for the libations. And the mamuna would give them like a receipt. And the person would go, and he would go to the mamuna who was in charge of the menachos and nesachim, and would give him the receipt, and he would receive from him his nesachim that he needed. And so that's where they left, this chamber was where they left the nesachim. We learned that in Masechet Shkalim, we learned that there were four types of seals in the Mikdash. And one of them was written Egel, one of them was written Gedi, one of them was written Zachar, and one was written Chote. And these were the four receipts that for them to get what they needed. So, and then there was the third chamber, was the Lishkas Beis Hamoked. What was the Lishkas Beis Hamoked? This was the chamber of the small chamber of fire, which was called the Beis Hamoked. And that opened up into this one opened up into the large Beis Hamoked Agadol. And then there was the fourth chamber that was there. What was the fourth chamber? The fourth chamber that was in the northwest part of the temple of the Beis HaMikdash was called the Lishka, that where they made the bread. That this chamber was for the family that was called the Beis Garmu, which appeared several times in the Shas. And what they did in this chamber is they used to make the lechem upon them, the bread that was placed on the table in the sanctuary on Shabbos. It was baked on Friday. This is referred to the lechem upon them that's described in the Torah in Shemos Chafein and Vayikra Chaf Dalet, that every Shabbos they would bring 12 chalos, and they would arrange it on the table in the Heichal in two separate racks, 6 chalos, one on top of the other, on each rack. And the chalos would be placed there from 1 week, and the Kohanim would eat them when they were 1 week old. And you needed to have great skill in baking them and removing them. And this Beis Garmu was in charge of that. And they did it in this chamber that was right off the Beis HaMikdash. So you can imagine how this was a very busy place between the sheep and the receipts and the fire and the lechem upon him. This is a little bit of the architecture of the temple.